Hey guys, wanna last longer in bed without having to worry about it? Who doesn't want to last a little longer in bed, right? It's hard to wait for your girl to come because there really is an orgasm gap. And that's why I love Promescence Delay Spray. Promescence Delay Spray is going to make you last a little bit longer in bed without you having to worry about it. And it's not going to transfer to your partner. And for your girl, they have a whole line of women's products. They also sell supplements called Vitaflux that are going to make you hornier. They have everything you need for a hot night of sex. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some Promescent. Not only do I recommend them, 2,000 medical professionals recommend them too. And just for listeners of my show, you're going to get 15% off your whole order at promescent.com/strictlyanon. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon. Make sure to order up because you're going to get 15% off your whole order. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon. Go there now to get 15% off your whole order, or just go to the description and click on the link.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chains.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I do change everybody's voices. I also change everybody's names. You could call me from an anonymous number. I don't really care about who you really are. All I want to hear is your true story. So if you have an interesting, naughty, true story that you want to talk about, it doesn't even have to be naughty. I just love good stories. If you want to be on the show, send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a confession you want to leave on my confessions hotline that could potentially make it to a confessions episode, leave me, you could call my confessions hotline. That number is 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. You have 4 minutes, leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change the voices there too. All of those confessions get aired on my Patreon. Now, if you want to join my Patreon, it's still only $5, but I'm raising it to $7 very soon. I know I keep saying that, and I'm not saying that to get more people to join. I'm just saying that because I am going to change it, and I just keep forgetting to. But anyway, For $5 a month, and even for $7 a month, it's a really good deal, because what you get is all of the anonymous confessions, and there's hundreds of them. There's also all of the episodes early and ad-free, which is pretty huge nowadays because everyone has ads in their episodes. You also get Q&As where I answer all kinds of questions. You also see anonymous pics of all of my guests, like tons of my guests. You want to put a body to the face, they're all there. And you also get access to my private Discord, which is pretty awesome. Discord is a place where you could talk to like my other listeners. So it's definitely like a great community of like-minded people. You can only get into my Discord through going through my Patreon, but you get all of that for only $5. People get X-rated on Discord. You could talk to each other, post whatever you want. And most of my guests go over there and post like their X-rated pics there. So you get R-rated hot picks on my Patreon. You get X-rated picks on my Discord. You get all of that for $5 a month. This is patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Everything I just told you about, the number, the website, the email, and the Patreon link is all in the description. So today I have on Bunny, aka Ashley. We call her Bunny in the beginning because that's what she likes to be called, or that's what her two guys call her. But her name is Ashley, and she does call herself Ashley throughout the episode. But we're calling her Bunny in the beginning. Now, Bunny is in a polyamorous throuple with two guys. And right when she called me, her two guys had crossed over into being into each other, too, and hooking up with each other. That was a new thing in their relationship. And she talks about their whole relationship from beginning up until them just hooking up and having their first threesome, which actually I think took place like right before she called in. But her story is pretty crazy. Poly stories are always kind of confusing. You have to like really focus in and listen in because there's a lot of players, especially considering that the guy she was with first, the first guy in the throuple, was her ex-husband's brother. So this girl Bunny was like married to a guy when she was really young. They started having threesomes with his brother, and then she left him for his brother, was with him, had a baby, and then they opened up their relationship. She talks about why they opened up their relationship. She went out and met another guy, brought him in. They were poly like right from the get-go. Her first guy was definitely a cuck. He enjoyed seeing her with another guy, and then eventually she found out that they were down for each other as well, and they just had their first MMF threesome, and she talks all about it, explains it all in detail. It's super interesting because they get a lot of hate because of their relationship and their polythruple, but they're like happy as can be, and they have a great relationship. That's what she's here to say. That's what I love about their story. It's not that complicated, though it sounds complicated, if that makes sense. So anyway, I'm going to get right to it and be right back on with Bunny, aka Ashley. But what I do want to tell you is that I aired this episode a while ago, like maybe 6 months ago, and she did call in and give me an update. That update of whether they're together, still all hooking up, all that kind of good stuff is over on my Patreon if you want to hear it. And I also have pictures of them over on my Patreon. So anyway, I'm going to be right back on with Bunny.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hi, Bunny. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So listen, Bunny.
I'm a diehard flyhead, yeah.
Yeah, but you're also a diehard interesting person because you got some fucking story we got here going on, okay? Now, where you're at now is you're young. I think you're like 28, right? All the players in this game are young, 28, 29. We got a 28-year-old, a 29-year-old, and a 30-year-old in this story. It's one girl, which is you, and it's two guys. You got two guys. You're poly. You're in a throuple. You also have a backstory. The way you got to like the guy number one, well, you have two guys in the story, right? So you have Nick is a cuck. Okay, like your guys, you're not just in a poly relationship. You're also like in a cock relationship. He loves to watch the other guy, Drew, who came in second. He's the guy number two that came in second, Drew. But the way you got together with Nick is kind of crazy. So we need to go back. Bunny, did Bunny turn out to be this super open-minded into kind of alternative lifestyle stuff? Now, from what I know, you got into this kind of stuff way earlier. You were having threesomes when you were like in high school. And a crazy part of this story is, I'm just going to give everyone a little teaser, you were having threesomes with Nick and his brother. I mean, it's just, you can't make this shit up. But let's go back to your dating the brother first, and you start to have threesomes with him with girls because you are bi, correct? And had you always been fooling around with girls before him?
Right. I started having threesomes with the brother first because I've known I was bisexual since I was, my God, since I was nine. I mean, I've always been hella sexual. Literally, as weird as it might sound, I can remember laying in my bed, rubbing myself against stuffed animals. Like, I've been sexual since it's been a thing.
I get it. I found that super early too, and I think that happens sometimes. So you found...
Yeah, I think they normalize boys masturbating, but they don't normalize girls.
Yeah, but it happens, right? It happened to the both of us.
Right.
So, all right, so you were hypersexual, but you knew you also liked girls too, correct?
Right.
Now, were you fooling around with girls in high school solo?
I guess I was, like, making out with them and stuff, but not, like, sex. Not at that point. But, yeah, I was with a brother, and we started having threesomes with girls. We had two threesomes before me and the brother started having threesomes.
Oh, my God.
Nick.
Okay, but real quick with those threesomes, who set them up? Did he say to you, hey, babe, let's have some threesomes? Did you tell him you were into girls and he set it up? Were these your friends? How did they go down?
So we were into BDSM. Mm-hmm. I'm a submissive and he's a dominant. And so we were on FetLife and I was just talking. And one day I realized that one of the girls I went to school with was on there. And I'm like, hey. And I hit her up on New Year's Eve. And it just happened. I messaged her and we went and picked her up. She came and spent the night with us. It was a great ass night.
That was your first time really having sex with a girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I still to this day have that girl on my Facebook.
And how were you watching your guy with her? Was he allowed to fool around with her too and you were cool with it?
Yeah, we had one rule and that was please don't kiss her. Because I didn't feel like I was okay with that yet. That seemed like it was crossing a boundary for me.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Like, I don't know why. Like, that just seemed like too much for me. And obviously I didn't want him to come inside of her, like, her vagina. Because we didn't need kids at that point. Like, we were young and we didn't know her birth control situation. And I didn't have kids at that point. So, like, we don't need to pay child support.
Right. Now you do have a bunch of kids with these two other guys. But let's get to the point. So now you're having these threesomes with women. You're his submissive. How does the brother come into play? You start cheating on the brother with Nick, which is his brother, correct?
I don't want to say it was cheating because that's not how we see it. We were best friends, and we all hung out literally all the time. Like I told you, I'm a pothead. 420 has always been hella important to me, which is a thing. And we were celebrating 420 one year. We all got really messed up, and the brother passed out. A good friend of mine passed out, and me and Nick were well on our way, and we were just talking and emotional, and we ended up sleeping together. And it was like, as soon as I realized what happened, it was like, oh no, I just did that and I'm not okay with that. So I went and told him. I got out of that bed, put my sweatpants on, walked across the hall and was like, hey, you need to wake the fuck up. I got to tell you something.
Were you guys married at that point?
No.
Okay. So you're like, I got to tell you something. I fucked your brother. And now this is where it gets a little weird.
Yeah.
What does he say?
Okay, so... I'm going to say, hold on, time-wise, this was 420. My birthday is June 19th. So I hadn't turned 18 yet. I was still 17. So, yeah, I didn't know we weren't married. But he's like, this happened? Yeah, this happened. You enjoyed it? Yeah. You want to have a threesome?
Yeah, that's what's weird to me. That's like crazy. So this guy, but you're so young. If I was in that position when I'm young too, you're not going to analyze it like I am as a 50-something-year-old woman, right? You're young. Everyone's super young.
Right.
You're high as shit. And he's like, let's have a threesome. And you're like, okay, you're down, right?
Because to me, he should be upset.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's excited.
Yeah, crazy, right? What the fuck was going on in that family?
So to me, he should be upset. But no, he's excited. So, I didn't mess up. Maybe this is okay. Instead of, he should be upset. This is weird.
Yeah, well, listen, you expect... that's the reason why you went and told him, because you thought he would be upset and you didn't want him to be. That's the natural thing. You felt bad. You had a guilty conscience about it. You told him immediately and because you thought you would have hurt him, and he was, like, down for it. And so now you start having, like, you start doing the brothers together. That is, like, crazy.
Yeah. So Nick went off to the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime he came in, anytime it was happening. And we lived with their grandfather at the time, and he knew. He was, like, making comments. He was like, y'all in there making too much noise. Y'all need to stop that, blah, blah, blah. And he started being weird. He was like, you need a spanking. And I'm like, ew, gross, you nasty.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's a little weird. But I just think, do you know if they had had other threesomes with girls before, or were you the first one?
Oh, they did.
I know you dig hot stories. That's why you're here listening to my show, right? I always try to get you the hot details. But I'm going to tell you, if you want strictly hot stories, then you need to download the Dipsy Stories app. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories. No matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy has something for you. Whether you're into queer stories or straight stories, they got straight up hookup stories, stories about threesomes, foursomes, moresomes. Everything you want is on Dipsy. They also have sleep stories, wellness sessions, and written stories too, if that's your thing. And they also have what I love most about Dipsy, which is their jump to the action button. So if you're super horny and you want to get right to it, you just press a button and it's going to take you right to where the action starts. So what are you waiting for? Go get Dipsy now. And for listeners of my show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon, dipsystories.com/strictlyanon, or just go to the description and click on the link for 30 days of free access. You have nothing to lose. It's free. Go check out Dipsy.
They did.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, I talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh. Somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today. Beautiful Anonymous.
That was like a thing. I think that's a little weird. I don't know. Call me judgy, but like, I think that's, you know, you got the creepy grandfather, and then these guys are young, right? So they don't really know. And if they're, you know, they're only 18 when they're, or 17 when they're doing it with you, how early did they start if they did it before to be banging girls together?
Well, I know all of this. I can tell you every answer. And if we had a million minutes, I could tell you. I could tell you every bit of it.
There's some weird backstory there.
Yeah, it started early, but it also comes from them not having many people growing up, being close, and just being neglected from family. And it's not as weird as you think about it when it breaks down to situations.
No, but do you know if there was any kind of sexual abuse going on in their family?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like I should break that down.
No,
but here,
I'm,
but yeah,
well,
there was.
Yeah, of course, because I just feel like... Yeah. Listen, these are like, they weren't hooking up with each other and stuff, but I think when two brothers get into something like that really early on, there's like a boundarylessness about around sex that was not created by them, that was put on them. So they don't even know any better. So I just think that just shows that there's obviously something that wasn't right that went on early on for them to get into that. I know it might be every person's fucking fantasy, and some people may be like, you're totally wrong, but I wasn't wrong for a fact that I was right. And that to me is a sign of something like that. And it's sad, but we don't want to go there because that's their story and stuff. And let's just keep going on with yours. So you start to have sex with two guys. Okay, let's just say two guys. And now, do you enjoy it? Like, do you do everything with the both of them? You're screwing both of them right in front of each other.
Yeah, I had no problem. I had no...
No, but did you like it? I know you had no problem. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I ate it up.
Right. And now, were you falling for Nick at the time? Because, like, you were best friends with him, but you were with the brother.
Yeah, but though I was with him, and I did love him, he didn't treat me the way he should have, and I could already tell that. And I wanted to be with the brother, but, like, I already seen that. Like, even though I didn't want to accept that, like, you could tell. Even when you don't want to accept it in your head, your heart can tell. The female, I feel like you have to make them.
He wasn't a good guy. But what was crazy is you were lucky in that you had Nick there as your best friend, sort of being the guy to be there for you when his brother was being a scumbag. So you had a really bad guy and a really good guy in front of you, and they happen to be brothers, which is kind of crazy. And you're sleeping with the both of them.
Crazy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the brother didn't even realize that he was waving this piece of candy in front of me.
No, he was handing it over to you in a silver platter all the time.
And, yeah.
And the brother was nicer than him. So he really kind of helped you guys get together.
Oh, he absolutely did. And now when it was all said and done, he was mad about it at first.
Mm-hmm.
But even just recently, he messaged me on Facebook and he was like, I get it. I understand why you did what you did. Like, I know why you left.
Yeah, and I'm just going to just give the details real quick because we're going to move on. But, like, it turns out the brother wound up becoming abusive. You did wind up marrying him, but you wind up leaving him, which is great. Because, listen, a lot of women don't know how to get out of abusive relationships, especially physically abusive relationships. A lot of times people are like, how do women not get out of it? I think I'm more surprised when you hear that women do get out of it because there's a real mental mind fuck that goes into play when someone is being physically and mentally abused in a relationship. It's very hard to get out of. You were very lucky that you had Nick there. He was the exact opposite. He's a great guy. You were damaged goods. You've come from a background too as well, but you were able to really stand up for yourself and get yourself out of that bad situation and go with Nick, which is like amazing and great.
Yeah. And I have this viewpoint on it, really, on domestic violence and whatnot. And that is, if you are going to get away from it, it's because they're going to break you so much that you finally have to. And either it's going to end up killing you. They're going to kill you. You're going to kill yourself, or you're going to be so broken that you're strong enough to get away, if that makes sense. And hopefully it's the latter.
It sounds like what you're saying is, like, with an alcoholic, like you got to hit a bottom. You get to a place where you hit a bottom and you hope that bottom isn't fucking death. It's no different than an addict, right?
I was lucky enough to have Nick to rebound with. He was fucking like rubber band with me.
But what's great is because a lot of times women with those kinds of issues, and I know I had issues when I was younger, always being attracted to terrible guys, but I didn't go from one terrible guy to a great guy. I went from one terrible guy to another terrible guy. Like, you were lucky.
Right.
Like, you went from a real terrible guy to a real nice guy. Like, Nick's a great guy, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's great, eh?
Yeah, so he saved you. You got out, and now you started with Nick. Now, we all know Nick is a cuck, correct?
Yes.
So now, when you're with Nick, and you're with him, and you leave the brother, do you guys start having threesomes with other guys? Like, what does that relationship look like for you guys? Are you open?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Me and Nick were in a monogamous relationship. We never really knew, like, what day we got together, right? We just picked a day and said, this is our day. So for us, we've been together for 8 years. And sometime in that period, he starts working like major overtime hours, like crazy hours. And I get super lonely. I deal with depression and I deal with anxiety, and I was just lonely and sad. And we moved out of my home state, which is Kentucky, and we come to Texas. I have no family. I have no friends. I don't do well with making friends. And he's like, you should meet somebody. And I'm like, wait, what? I'm sorry, backtrack. This is 2018 now, 3 years in, and we've had our first child. My first child is seven now, but he was two, I think. Actually, we've had two children at this point. I'm sorry, because my second child was born in 2018. So he's 2 months old when I meet Drew now. But yeah, he tells me I should meet somebody, and I get on Tinder. So I meet Drew.
He's saying meet somebody like a guy.
Yeah, a guy or a girl.
Because he knows you're into girls.
And I honestly thought I was going to meet a girl. I thought it would be like, hey, I should meet a girl. And I got on Tinder and I looked at profile after profile after profile. And it was like, these people seem so, like, I don't know. Like, I just didn't want to talk to them. They seemed this or that. There was always a reason why I just didn't want to. And I did end up inviting one person over to our apartment, and the guy was like so weird. He was just weird. And it was like not somebody that I wanted around my kids. My, at the time, 2-year-old and 2-month-old. So I messaged one more person on Tinder, and it was like I sent a little picture of a dog waving. It was so silly. But they messaged back. And, you know, the reason I messaged this person was because their profile picture, I didn't know how old they were. Like, he looked in his picture like 18, but also 40. And that intrigued me.
Okay.
So he messaged me back, hey. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? And we just talked. And we talked and we talked and we talked. And hey, we're married now, guys.
with twins. And he's my husband, and my boyfriend watches us have sex, y'all.
Okay, but don't go forward. Stay at the story. We know that that's where you get with this guy. This is Drew.
Right.
This is the guy you're chatting with this now is Drew. The guy who you're married with,
yeah.
The guy who Nick likes watching, he's the cuck. Drew's the guy that comes in and he watches and all that. But so now do you tell, like, on your profile on Tinder, are you like, I'm married with kids looking for a third?
Yes. I said that I was married and that I had kids and that I was just wanting to talk to somebody and maybe have some fun. I didn't know what poly was at this point. I didn't know the term. And said he messaged me. We talked for a little while and he ended up one day like, hey, we should hang out. We're like, I think we could talk, you know, we could enjoy each other's company. And so he comes to our apartment one night and he's coming up the stairs. We hang out that whole night, me, him, and Nick. It's a great ass night. We fall asleep together on the couch side by side, like not having sex or anything, just a good night. And the next day me and Drew have sex. Nick doesn't watch or anything. It's just a good night or good day, I mean. We started dating 2 weeks later, but Nick's birthday, we had our first threesome. Like, that was Nick's birthday present.
And he was down. Now, did you know, though, because you're still not knowing that you're open to being poly and stuff, like, at this point, was the intention of Drew to be, like, a fuck buddy?
At this point, we were dating already. Like, when we first started talking on Tinder, we were saying we just wanted to talk and we weren't looking for anything serious. But we realized as soon as we started hanging out that we both clicked like crazy. The connection between us was intense. And it's been like that since day one. With all three of us, it's insane. And so, like, when we started hanging out, it was intense, like I said. But he came to me and he's like, hey, I want to tell you something. I'm ready to say that I don't want to talk to anybody else. I'm not looking to date anybody else. I'm here with you. And he was just wanting to date me. And I was like, fine, let's do it.
Yeah, but do you have to go back to Nick and ask for his permission? Or do you tell him every step of the way? Oh,
no.
My God, I met Drew and I'm so into him. Like, how does that work with Nick?
I had already told Nick that I had feelings for Drew.
And he was fine with it.
Yeah, he was like, really? That's awesome. I love that for you.
Okay.
That is so great, Ashley. Drew's hot.
Right.
Like, that's Nick's word. Drew's hot.
And you're Ashley. You didn't just mess up your name. I don't have to delete your name because, by the way, everyone, you are like Ashley, Drew, Nick. They're all out and proud. We're just calling you Bunny because you like that term, and that's your Nick. That's what they call you, Bunny. But you just said Ashley. That's your name as well.
Correct.
So Nick was down. So this is like you're all open and down from the beginning. And you and Drew have this intense chemistry. So you're like dating. Now you're having threesomes. Do you realize that Nick is a cuck at this point?
No. The cuck thing is a more newer type term to maybe until this year even.
Huh?
Yeah. So no, threesomes were more like the start of it for us. And those actually even got paused more so we could all work on our individual type relationships, like me and Drew, me and Nick, you know, even just to just work on us as parents. Just me and Drew have been together for 5 years, but there's been a lot of growing and dealing with just stuff in life.
But now does Drew, like, how many times in the beginning are you seeing Drew? Is he like over all the time?
Oh, all the time. He moved in with us in July of that year.
So instant,
like, into our
family.
Apartment.
Huh?
Yeah, instant family. Like, he lived 2 hours away when we met, and he was like, "I'm moving in. Let's do this." Now it was hard because of the distance, so it was like it wasn't going to work out. So he had to instantly move back. But it was like, this isn't going to work. We got to do something. So I contacted his mom, and I was like, "What can we do?" And we decided that it would be better for me and my kids to go live with him and his family while we looked for a house to buy. So we moved out of our apartment. Nick stayed with his mother temporarily, and we went and lived in a new area for a while. I was actually pregnant with Drew's first child, and again, this is very all the way down our relationship. This is still 2018. This is now October, but we moved in with his family, and we were looking for our first house to buy in a new state. We were in Texas at first, Texarkana, Texas, and now we're in Canton, Arkansas. This is 2 hours away. And Nick, we're 2 hours away from Nick living. So this is crazy. This is all crazy, but Nick is doing the 2-hour drive all the time to come see us, so we're still keeping as close as we can to deal with this so that our end goal is to live in a house altogether.
And you do now?
Yeah, yeah.
Your second kid was Drew's kid, or was there two kids with Nick? What's that chronological order of the children and the guys?
7 5-year-old Nick, and then I had a child with Drew that passed away.
Oh, my God.
And like in the womb at 19 weeks, that would be my son, Jasper. And now I have 2-year-old twins that are Drew's.
Okay, but the first two kids were with Nick, and then you eventually had kids with Drew as well. And now Nick's family knows, Drew families know, your family knows about this whole thing, obviously, correct?
Yes.
And everyone's cool with it?
Absolutely. My family is cool with it. The other two, no.
No. Yeah, I could feel like that could be a hard thing to accept. It's confusing because most people don't roll like that. It sounds like I have not heard one kind of problem issue with any of you guys going into this. It doesn't sound like there was ever kind of any jealousy, any kind of rules that had to be set in place or boundaries. Right. It was just sort of very open and very okay with everybody from the get-go. Is that correct? Because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it has been. It's always been taking care of each other. It's always been about love and kindness. I can remember 3 months in, and I know this is like a side random point, but like 3 months in, Drew had problems paying his car insurance. Nick paid it. And then like a year in, Nick lost his job because of something random. Drew covered every one of his bills.
So they're very cool with each other.
Yes, and I messaged you about something this morning. Like, everything took a turn 2 days ago. Oh, it's about to get juicy. So let's keep going.
Okay, and we'll work up to where it gets juicy. Is there another person coming in? Is that what's juicy? And now you have me curious.
Well, no, it's between the guys.
Oh, they're hooking up with each other?
Oh, they're dating.
Is that something new?
Yes. Okay. Brand new.
Oh, interesting. So this whole time, because you've been with them together for a long time, they never showed any kind of interest in guy-on-guy action, either one of them, but now they're into each other?
Drew's been 100% straight until now.
And Nick?
He's never been with a dude at all.
What about Nick?
Nick's been bisexual since I've known him, since his life, but he's only dated a guy for a short period of time, and it was like nothing. The feelings were barely there. He cared about Drew very intensely.
So did Drew know that Nick was bisexual?
Yeah, I've always known.
No, not you, Drew. And Drew knew. So so you must have, though, been able to tell that maybe Nick was falling for Drew or also really cared about him maybe even more so than just a friend?
I've known that Nick cared about Drew, I've known that Nick had feelings for Drew, yeah.
But you didn't think Drew would ever be into it because he was straight.
Right, absolutely.
These I got to tell you, my poly episodes, I had one girl dating 4 guys. I had another poly. They're always the most confusing ones, I feel like, because there's just so much going on. It's like hard to keep track of. And we just jumped to the end where we're getting into Nick and Drew. But let's stay back a little bit. We'll get back up to here. So now when he winds up moving in, what is that setup? Like, you all sleep in bed together? You all fuck every night? Like, how does that work?
So when we finally get our house, we're sleeping in the bed here and there. Like, sometimes me and Drew sleep together, sometimes me and Nick. Just however we feel. So it's whatever we want to do. We have threesomes here and there, like I said, and sometimes we don't. Whoever wants to have sex, whoever has sex. But then it gets to a point where Nick is having to go back and forth to Texarkana a lot, which is 2 hours away. And it's stressful on mine and Nick's relationship. It really was. So me and Nick weren't getting to have a lot of sex. And it sucked. It freaking sucked. But we were dealing with it, okay? But it just caused a lot of tension, but we worked through it. And I don't know how else to tell you that other than that was like a 2-year period of that, of a lot of dealing with life and shit and not having a lot of sex and just dealing. We were also dealing with a lot of hate in our area, and we still are. We get a lot of hate and judgment and criticism and hateful messages and just...
Oh, because word on the street is you guys are in a throuple and you're poly and everyone's like, what the fuck's going on over there? But they all know and they're against you guys.
Yeah. From family and everything, they don't like it. They're not okay with it. I'm disgusting, I'm a whore, everything else.
Oh my goodness. And listen, this isn't just about sex. There's love here. You are all in love with each other. Yeah. This isn't just a sexual relationship.
Yeah, everything is genuine here.
It sounds like it's been genuine from the get-go. They were very cool with each other, like great friends from the beginning. You were friends with both of them, it sounds like, from the beginning. But you also are having sex, which makes it like a relationship. And now, has Nick and Drew had sex yet?
Since I had you, you want them details to get, I can tell you all about last night.
Yeah, see, let's go to last night. Let's just jump around. Let's just fucking, these poly things are so confusing anyway.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
And that's another part of why I was kind of anxious earlier. I don't get a lot of sleep, but we went all day yesterday, probably about 24, 26 hours without sleep. Me and Drew did. So when Drew got home from, or Nick got home from work yesterday, we made ourselves stay up until he got home so that he could take a nap with us. And then, because they just started dating as of yesterday. And so literally last weekend, he got his first blowjob from Nick. But yesterday, he started dating, and we were going to take a nap with him. So we got into bed, and we all cuddled up, and Drew's in the middle. And I'm laying there with my head on my chest, or his chest, Drew's chest, and I hear a noise, and I know that noise. Oh, they're kissing. This is the first time they've kissed.
And now, do you like guy-on-guy action? Is that a turn-on for you?
I've never experienced it like this.
Yeah. Okay.
But yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I can tell you now firsthand, yes, I do. So they're kissing, and me and Drew are holding hands, and Nick's got his arm over Drew to where it's like touching me. And as I'm rubbing Drew, and it just progresses, we're making out, they're making out. He's blowing him, he's making out with me. It just goes. And it is the hottest thing of my life. Just, my God. If a porn could have been made, this porn would have failed worldwide.
Really?
I believe that. I believe it. I wish it would have been on my OnlyFans.
Oh, you have an OnlyFans?
I do, yes.
Oh, what is on your OnlyFans?
Me and the guys.
Oh, okay. And now it's going to be the guys together too, probably.
Yeah. Nick takes lots of pictures. So it was just a really great experience. I can tell you at one point, Nick is fucking me and him looking up and he's blowing Drew. And it's just like, oh my God, this is my life. I am so fucking lucky. Fuck everything I went through as a kid. All the abuse, worth it. This is it. This is why.
Oh my God.
I would
so
go
funny.
Through it again. I'd take it again.
That was like your top of the mountain. Right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, the thing about what probably adds to it for you is they're not just into each other sexually, they're into each other emotionally too, correct?
Yeah, I was watching selfies on Snapchat filters before this, like minutes before this, and it was so sweet. They were so happy. Genuine smiles, genuine fucking smiles. They love each other, dude.
So they're really in a real relationship, like they're now hooked on each other.
Yeah.
But they're all hooked
That's
on you,
genuine.
Too.
They fucking love it. Yeah. Everything between us, it's real. It's fucking genuine. It's pure. It's raw. I love it. I'm here for it. This is my life, and I want it fucking forever. I do.
Do you guys ever look outside? Do you ever look outside of your relationship for more people?
I mean, we talked about bringing other people in, like, for sex, like, just the idea of having a little bit more fun. But then we don't ever do it. Like, we have so much here, you know? Like, and the thought of anybody like judging us or not accepting anything that we're into, it's why would we exhaust ourselves?
Right, when you don't need to. What about girls? Because you haven't, you know, you're into girls. You've been bisexual since you were young. Have you been with a girl any at all in this time?
Actually, there's a girl here I'm good friends with that has been wanting to hook up with me, and I would love to. But she's also with an abusive woman right now, and I'm not about the drama. She's like, we should sneak around.
Oh, you don't need to sneak around. You mean sneak around behind her guy's back?
No, she's saying we should sneak around behind her girlfriend's back.
Oh, yes.
My guys know about it.
Yeah. Wait, so you would label yourself like in a polyamorous, like thruple, and you guys are also, though, non-monogamous, right? I mean, you guys are open to sleeping with other people as well. You haven't, but you would be down for it.
Right. Right person, right situation, yeah.
Right, okay. How do you label yourself?
What do you mean?
Do you call yourself polyamorous? Am I right to say
that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're poly.
Right. Yeah. So is that how you describe yourself to people? Like, we're a polyamorous relationship, and if you don't like it, fuck off?
Yeah, absolutely. Every day, all day. Like, my mom tells that to people. She stands up to me to that degree.
What do you mean?
Like, literally, she was in the hospital. My mom's a nurse. She was at work the other day, and somebody came in talking bad about polyamorous couples. And she had no dog in this race conversation. And she was like, "Nah, you gonna shut that shit down real fast because my daughter's poly, and you don't know her, and you don't know me, but I ain't listening to the shit, so you can either shut up or get out."
So your mom is the only one that's okay with it. Now, do your kids have any relationship with the grandparents, with the guys?
They did up until recently. They did with Drew's parents, and they see Nick's parents every once in a while.
But they're just so anti the relationship that they even avoid their grandchildren?
That's not what caused the separation with Drew's family recently. It's not the relationship.
It's not the relationship. Oh, it's something else?
Yeah.
So now I know you married Drew at some point, but not Nick. Like, how does that come into play in the story?
Okay, so Nick and I, we decided that my marriage to his brother was really freaking hard. And it put marriage at a bad place for me. And it was just like, I don't know. I feel like I don't know if I can marry somebody again. And why? Why would I? And I told him that I'm good just being with you. I don't need government. I don't need documents. I feel like if I need to get out for some reason, I need to get out. And I have, like, borderline personality disorder. I have bipolar and depression. Like, all these thoughts were racing in my head at this point. And I was scared, to be honest. Like, my divorce was really hard on me. I had to stand in front of a judge and explain why my child was made or was born out of another man, or man made from another man, you know, a brother at this point. And he was rude. He was hateful in that courtroom. Like, ew, gross, like judging me. Anyways. And Nick was okay with it. He was like, "I'm not going to force you. If you want to marry me one day, I'm here for it. If not, I'm going to be here for you, loving you every day of the every for the rest of our lives. Me and you, baby, every day of the week." And he stayed true to that. And then, like I said, he brought up me meeting somebody else. I met Drew, but then my depression got bad when I lost my child. And I needed to be in therapy. And I didn't have insurance when I moved to Texas. But Drew had insurance through work, and we decided that I needed to be married to have health insurance. That's how I ended up marrying Drew.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Nobody took the time to even think about that. Everybody jumps to conclusions, and they're like, "Oh, you married Drew first. You don't love Nick. Oh, blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, keep thinking that, but you never even thought of a logical fucking thing.
No, but that's why you have to say, maybe instead of just saying, "Fuck you, you don't understand," blah, 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 you should explain, "No, this is why it happened. Because, like, you just explained it to me and everyone's going to understand it." But without that backstory, people can concoct up 10 million other things that make way more sense than that. Most people aren't going to think that, but that's the truth. And that makes sense when you hear it. But if you don't hear it, you could think of a million other things. You don't want to leave.
I know, but I appreciate anybody that'll give me the chance to explain.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't believe how many people will not give us the chance.
Oh, yeah. That's the average person. The average person wants to read a headline and they think they got the whole fucking story and they want to create judgment for it.
Yeah.
And they want to say the end of thing. I get that with my show all the time. And why I do my show and talk to people for a whole fucking hour is because I really want to tell everybody all the details, to really show them when you get all the details and you hear the whole story, maybe you're going to feel a lot different than you felt when you just heard the fucking title. And sometimes even at the end of it, people are still have their blinders on. They're still so judgmental. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? It's like weird, but it's just a lot of people. A lot of people want to have blinders on. A lot of people want to be judgmental. A lot of people want to look down on people because they're fucking miserable themselves.
Your podcast just gave Nick and Drew their relationship.
What do you mean?
Do you realize that?
No, tell me.
Absolutely. Your podcast. Oh, God, what episode was it? 596, I think, if I'm getting the number right.
Gang Bang Betty. No, it can't be Gang Bang Betty.
No, it's not that. It would be somebody's a cuck. Brett's a cuck or something.
Oh, okay, Brett. Oh, 696.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I listened to that one, and I played it for Nick, and I was like, dude, this, I listened to this, and I was shaking. I was so turned on. So shout out to Brett. If you listen, I'm about it, dog.
That was an interesting episode, right? Because to me, what was so interesting about Brett was, like, he really started out as a cock, and he was a very true cock, and he had this whole small penis humiliation thing going on. But really, at the end of the story, he turned into, to me, more of just like a regular kind of stag, really being into his wife, yeah, getting the pleasure, and sort of progressed out of it. But it was an interesting evolution.
Yeah. Well, I do my makeup while I listen to your podcast.
Uh-huh.
And I had to stop because I was shaking. I was so turned on. couldn't get a line straight. That eyeliner was going to look bad.
But wait, so what turned you on about that scenario?
He was talking about the situation where he's like blowing somebody. Or what was he talking about? Him and his girlfriend with the guy for the first time.
Okay, so really what turned you on was that it was like him with the guy. It was the guy on guy thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is that. And I told him, I talked to Nick about that podcast, and I didn't play it for him because it was like, I know if you would have listened to this with me, me and you would have been having sex. Like, that makeup really would have never got done. But so anyways, Drew came home from work that night. He worked night shift. And I told him my back hurt. And he's like, okay, let me rub it for you, bunny. I laid down butt naked in bed, and I hadn't slept yet. I pass out with this podcast playing. I didn't mean for him to listen to the whole thing. I wanted him to listen to 2 minutes. He got your whole podcast. He's never listened to your podcast. He got the whole hour. Well, at this point, he has never touched Nick. Nick has never touched him. He's only watched. But he got the whole thing, and this led to that weekend. Nick gave him his first blowjob.
Wow. So it turned him on?
So it opened up a door. It got in his head.
Did you ever suspect that?
No.
Really?
No. My mind was blown. Nick's mind was blown. Everybody's mind was blown. Brett, shout out to you.
Like, oh, my God. I got to email him. I got to email him.
Yes. Like, I'm sending all my best regards. Like, if he has an Amazon wish list, I want it.
Oh my God, you're so funny. Oh my God, you're so funny. Yeah. And so, and Drew never suspected that about himself. Does when he looks back, does he realize he was bi maybe? Or was it never until he heard that, until he had that first experience?
Never until that. So,
wow, interesting.
That happened. And he got the first blowjob. Like, me and Nick took turns, like, sucking Drew's dick. And it was great. It was great. And it was just wonderful. And that whole week, or the whole last week, we've been going on and talking about it. And me and Nick are like, holy crap, we foreshadowed this shit. Because in the beginning of my manager's relationship, we were like, hey, what if he ends up being bisexual? How cool would that be? And it was like, no, we can't talk about this because we're going to get our hopes up for something that doesn't exist. Well, Wednesday rolls around, the 11th, which, by the way, you guys, National Coming Out Day, let's just talk about that real quick. But anyway, Wednesday rolls around, and Drew comes home for lunch. Well, he comes home and makes out with me for a second, and before he leaves, he's, like, rubbing on Drew's or Nick's back. But it's like, he's never done that before. What's happening? And it's, you see Nick, and he's, oh, my gosh. He leaves for work, and me and Nick are looking at each other like, that shit just happened. Like, what? And Nick, do you think he's bi-curious? And I'm like, no, dude, that wasn't a bi-curious thing. That was a bisexual thing. There was too much passion in that shit. And, yeah, Thursday morning rolls around, and he's, like, kissing on Nick's neck before Nick goes to work. And it's, no, that's not a bi-curious thing. That's a bisexual thing. My gaydar's going off, y'all. Uh-huh. Ding, 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 ding. But again, me and Drew don't talk, where we haven't talked about this yet. So it's, we need to talk. Because if he keeps doing this, Nick is going to catch real feelings. Like, hardcore feelings.
Well, listen, I think the feelings came first. I think the feelings are already there. You guys have been together a long time. It's not like Drew just came into the picture. This has probably been brewing for a long time. So I think the feelings are already there. Don't you think?
Yeah, they were. They were. I was just saying I needed to mention that to Nick, and I didn't want to call him out for it, so that's the way I said it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But let me ask you this. How far did they go with the guy-on-guy action? Did anyone top anyone? Was it just oral sex? Like, how far did they take it?
That first weekend, it was just the blowjob with Nick. But then last night, it was blowjobs. It was Nick jacking him off and Drew jacking him off. That was the first time Drew had touched him.
Right.
And just like a lot of making up and stuff. But yeah, that's all.
Now, do you know if Nick is a bottom or a top? Has he ever had anal
bottom.
Sex with a guy? Oh, he's a bottom.
Right.
So Nick hasn't been with guys, though, since he's been with you. But he's bottomed before.
He wants to.
Oh, he that's never right. has.
He hasn't tried yet. In a situation, he knows where he's at, where he wants to be. Okay, let me say it like that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I get it. So he's never gone that far. Maybe he will with Drew. Do you know?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It sounds like Drew would probably be the top. Nick as the cuck is the natural yeah. bottom, correct? Now, you're a submissive, right? Are you still into BDSM with these guys?
Yes.
How does that work out? Who's the dom?
Absolutely.
Who's the slave? Who's the sub? What's that dynamic going on? How's it work?
Okay, so Drew is dominant all the way. He is never going to have a submissive bone in his body. I am absolutely submissive to Drew. Nick and I have been kind of wavering into a more me dominant over him kind of thing. We've just started this within the last couple months. I'm kind of trying to find my voice. It's newer for me. I've never dommed over a guy, so I'm still, like I said, trying to find my voice. I think I'm getting better. We had some great sex this week. Oh, my God. Just me and him. Like, oh, it was fucking hot. And then also we're looking at him subbing to both me and Drew now. So we've started talking about that, all of us.
This whole thing with Drew being down and open for sex adds a whole new thing, like a whole new or like just a ton more things are now on the table for you guys to play around with and do.
Yeah.
Think about it, right?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Because you obviously do. Do you do DP with them? Are you into that? Because you have two guys at all times?
Yes, yes, it's my favorite. Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, and you can have that whenever you want. You got your two guys there living with you.
Exactly. Yeah.
And now, though, with them being able to be together and this whole dom slave sub thing, forget about it. You guys are going to be having a lot more fun.
Oh, yeah. Never a dull moment over here. Not in our bedroom.
Now, do you think, if they come out and they get together in a relationship, would you guys be open to everyone about that? Do people know that Nick is bisexual?
So, the way we talk about it, Nick came out on Facebook as bi years ago.
Okay.
And if you walked up to Nick and was like, hey, are you bi? He would not be like, no, dog, I ain't bi. He's not that douchey. He would be like, yeah, I'm bi. But he's not going to walk up to you and be like, hey, I'm bisexual. He's not going to flaunt it. Now, Drew, I think, would be the same way. They're not going to flaunt their shit, but I think they're not going to hide their shit. I flaunt it.
Well, but if they wind up really falling for each other and them being in a relationship, it does add a whole other layer to your relationship from the outside as well, though. From the inside, it adds like a lot more fun, a lot of other things, but also from the outside looking out, when you're telling people, if now it's not just like they're both dating you, it's you're dating them, you're married to one, and now they're together. That's a whole other layer to the story for other people to swallow. It's even more, there's more to it. It's interesting.
Right. Yeah, I think it would give people more respect, honestly. I feel like it would. Maybe not.
I think polyamory, I remember when I had I've been doing my show for 9 years, and I remember a long time ago, maybe 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I had my first poly couple on. And like I said, episodes are sometimes very confusing because I think it most people, I know for me, I could never be poly. It's hard enough for me to love one person, let alone three. I'm just not open that way. That's why I only have one kid.
Right.
I don't know. But I think that a lot of people find it hard to understand because they can't imagine being that open. But when I'm talking to the person, the poly person is just able to really be open. It's just you're wired differently. And I think it's hard to understand for other people. That's why I love having poly people on. Did you listen to that wonderful woman? I love her. She's like a poly expert. She has a couple husbands. She has the Progressive Academy for Poly, and she was on, and she really broke it down really well. And I think it is very progressive to be that open and that accepting and that down for everything. And I just think a lot of people aren't there yet, and it is hard to understand. So that's just why I think if you add in them now being in a relationship too, people are going to be like, what the fuck? It's like more. But for you guys, it just probably makes it more natural and easier.
Yeah. Yep.
For you, love is love.
Oh, when they found out I have both of their last names now, oh my God.
Who's they?
People freaked out. Oh, like anybody, like multiple people. I'm sorry.
Right.
I should have specified that. When multiple people found out that when I married Drew, I took both last names because I already had the brother's last name. So obviously I have Nick's last name. I took Drew's last name too. So my last name is his last name with a dash in the middle. And it was like, oh God, but I love it. And now they're floating the idea of, well, actually they're going to, they're going to both take the same thing. They're going to have both last names.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I think it is very hard and confusing, more so for everybody else to understand. But what I always get the sense of for the people inside of these relationships, it's not confusing at all.
I think that's why I get upset, is because it's confusing. But here's my thought process, is I always tell the guys, they get worried that they're going to choke. Let them choke. I'm not going to water myself down for anybody.
No, but it's not confusing to you, correct? That's all that matters. That's what I'm saying. That's what's so interesting about it always. I just think it's hard for other people to accept, but the people in it are, it's completely clear and completely fine.
Natural.
And it feels not right, exactly, to you. And I think that that's why I love having stories on like yours, because it just gets the word out. I think we're always looking at other people's situations and projecting our own feelings and thoughts onto it. And I think sometimes it's hard for people to understand because they can't roll that way. But you can, and can Drew, and so can Nick. And it's natural, and it works for all you guys. It seems like there's no confusion inside of your relationship. It's more accepting it from the outside. I don't hear any drama in your guys' relationship. All the drama is from the outside people, the parents and the relatives and the neighbors and stuff. You have told me nothing, no problems inside of your relationship with these two guys, and you've been with them for a long time.
Yeah. And say, you know how I know it's natural for us? You said you have a child.
Yeah.
When you have a child, they become part of you and they learn their things from you.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my 7-year-old last week about marriage, because some little girl in his school said that he wants to get married. They want to get married to her or him, whatever. Anyways, so he was talking about how he's going to marry two people. And I was like, that's cool. You can marry two people or you can marry one person. It doesn't matter. And he said something about how I'm married to, he calls his, they specify their dads by Tree's Daddy and Rocket's Daddy. That's because of what they do for their jobs.
Oh,
but anyways, that's how they know.
That's cute. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. So he's like, you're married to Tree's Daddy. But I had to specify, you know, let him know, oh, baby, I'm not married to Tree's Daddy right now. I'm just married to Rocket's Daddy. And he was like, wait, what? You're not married to Tree's Daddy? And I said, no, baby, I can't marry Tree's Daddy yet. The world will only let me marry, or the government will only let me marry one person right now. I'm married to Rocket's Daddy. And it made him very sad. He did not understand. He wants to know why I can't be married to both daddies right now.
And that's
was confusing for him.
But that child thinks more clearly than older people. He doesn't understand.
And a grown adult.
Yeah. And the legal system. Listen, I think what a lot of people don't understand is that marriage is like a legal thing. It's like a legal document. It's not just like what you love. You could go out and marry that other guy in your backyard and have a ceremony and say you're fucking married. But really what marriage is to people, and what you can only say you're married, quote unquote, is if you go and do all that legal stuff. And so your son doesn't understand all that fucking bullshit. He's lucky. He's not there yet. That's real life shit. And it's not accepted.
Right.
Yet, and it doesn't, it makes sense when you know that it's, like I said, a legal, it's like a contract you're signing with somebody. That's all it is. You could have you are with both guys. It is an even kind of a thing. Just because you're married to one over the other doesn't mean that there's something different going on with one over the other. You just needed his insurance.
Yeah. Sorry, mommy needed mental help.
Yeah, so listen, Bunny, thank you so much for calling in and telling your story. Do you want to send me anonymous pics on my Patreon? It's up to you.
I was going to say, I can send you whichever ones you want. I can send you anything you want, or you can use those. It's, you tell me.
Listen, on my Patreon, most of the time I'm using anonymous pics because people are anonymous. But if you don't want to be anonymous, you don't have to be anonymous. I also have a Discord attached to my Patreon. You'll get free access to that to go on there and post whatever you want. Discord is a place where people get to upload their own stuff. My listeners, their guests, my guests. That's where I'm like, do all your X-rated stuff over there. I don't deal with that. That's a community over there. You'll have free access to my Discord to go on and talk to people and say, hey, I'm, you know, Bonnie from this episode, blah, blah, blah. If you don't want to be, I don't force anybody. I mean, it's up to you. Just send me what
you want. I have a really good, like, sexy type picture and then a G-rated picture. Two pictures I feel like are really good for this.
Okay,
and you can pick between either of those. I'll send them to you real quick.
All right, awesome. You're the best. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for working with me.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you so much for calling in. And send me those pics now, as soon as you can.
Thank you. Yeah, I will. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to be on the Strictly Anonymous podcast because you have an interesting, naughty story to tell while remaining anonymous, you could be on the show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a naughty confession, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on either Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. And if you want to sign up for my Patreon, you're not only supporting my show, but you're going to get all of these episodes early and ad-free. You're going to get anonymous pics of all of my guests. Most of the girls send me in anonymous hot pics of themselves, and some of the guys are sending me in anonymous pics as well. You also get access to my private Discord where people are getting super naughty. If you sign up for my Discord, you could post whatever you want and talk to my other listeners. To sign up for my Patreon, just go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The links and everything else I spoke about are all in the description. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.